Global markets are mixed today with a more subdued tone. The All Share Index ended the day down 0.1% to close at 63,475 index points. Financials lost their gains that they made yesterday, while gold counters rose by 0.5% and resources were up 0.4%. We see the local currency trading currently at about 15.24 against the US dollar, 18.56 against the euro, and 20.83 vis-a-vis the British pound. Well, to break down the markets for us, I have David Shapiro on the line. He's Deputy Chairman at Sasfin Securities. Thanks very much, David, for joining us, and Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year. It's gone. Where are we? The 13th already.
Yes, it's zooting by. So, yeah.
We missed all the markets last week.
Yeah, indeed.
We should have started this.
Yeah, we should have, right. But we needed a break, some of us.
Storming, yeah.
So what's the backdrop? I mean, of course, there's a lot going on in the U.S. Mr. Trump is sort of like he's on the margins now, but we know he's going to be impeached, and there's going to be an inauguration on the 20th of January. Market it's anticipating quite a large fiscal stimulus plan after Biden has been installed. What else is going on?
That's enough. I think I think the stimulus plan is what's really dominating thought, and it's going. We're going to hear about it tomorrow. I think just some kind of guidance or around what they intend doing, and they want it to be bipartisan. That means both the Democrats and Republicans, you know, will agree to it. Markets need it. It's caused quite of a disruption. You know, most of the indices are holding their own and are record highs, but there's still a lot of viewpoints about the size of the stimulus package and what that's going to do to the fiscal position, and that's why we've seen rates going up in the U.S. There's been a lot of turbulence, a lot of discussion, a lot of talk about inflation, you know, and so on. So
yeah.
Plenty of talk, very difficult to get it into one soundbite, though. That's why I'm saying it's such an active week, and it's been, you know, such an active start to the year.
Yeah. So the All Share Index, it ended in positive territory for 2020, up 7%. But what's your sense? I mean, I know you don't have a crystal ball, and there's so many unknown variables going forward, but what's your sense for this year?
Now, it's going to be a very good year. It doesn't feel like it at this moment because of the waves that we're getting in the virus, outbreaks and deaths and people and hospitals under pressure. But I think, you know, once the vaccines start to take hold and are spread widely, and that will happen, maybe not this quarter, but the second, third quarter, then things will turn around, and you're going to see quite a turnaround in economic activity, and a lot stronger than you think, simply as life returns to normality or normalcy. But I mean, what normalcy means, it's not going to be the same as we had before lockdown, but nevertheless, I think economic activity will pick up, and you're going to get very strong activity.
Yeah.
How that translates into share prices, who the winners are going to be, you know, who the losers are going to be, that's that we'll find out. But just expect a much better year.
So how then do you position yourself as an investor right now if you're as bullish as you are?
Look, I think it's going to translate into, you know, it will filter through the whole market. I like the fact that if we are going to see spend, and I'm talking specifically on the South African market, if we're going to see economic activity pick up, we're already seeing it translate into firmer commodity prices. We've seen the iron ore price still holding up. Yes, there may be conditions that are pushing it up. Chemical prices, we've seen Sasol go up very, very strongly. Chemical prices have gone up. Copper's gone up. So I think that's going to be an area that will do very well. But also, offshore markets are going to do very well as well. I think U.S. markets driven by tech, because I think the pandemic fast-forwarded the adoption of technology or certain technologies by about 5 years.
Yes.
And so much of that is going to continue. As we kind of refocus the global, as tech refocuses and we refocus our lives.
Mm. But in the interim, though, David, of course, the local economy is really under serious pressure. Mm. And with the lockdown situation, there are many sectors and many people who are really under the codge, so to speak, not sure of income and so on and so forth. There is talk among some economists that we actually need to see government spending more on giving support to people who don't have anything because they can't go to work and so on and so forth. Would you agree with that? And if government were to go down that road and further, increase its debt situation, do you think that would be negative for us, or it's something that needs to be done?
Yeah, it's going to be negative for us. It has to be done. We didn't choose to be in this position. We were put in this position by our government. Mm. And therefore, it's their obligation and duty to get us out. They can't just leave us. They can't leave businesses short of revenue and short of income.
Mm.
So I think there is an obligation. I think the rest of the world, as the rest of the world comes out of this, it is going to help us to an extent and alleviate the situation. But we're going to be lost out. That's a danger, and that might leave us behind. The faster we can get the vaccine distributed, the better it's going to be for us, and the more organized we are, the better. And it's going to come. Normally it's coming. We've already got two. We've got Pfizer and Moderna. Soon we'll have J&J. And I think down the line, more vaccines will be distributed. So, one's got to be patient and a little careful until then.
Yeah.
Just be very, very careful.
Very careful indeed. The Rand, speaking to Wayne McCurry yesterday of FNB Wealth and Investments, he was saying that he thinks that the Rand is now at fair value. He thought it was a little bit overdone when the Rand was trading in the low 14s vis-a-vis the dollar. What's your view?
Yeah, I did overshoot. I think we're getting to fair value if there is such a thing. markets are like pendulums. They never stop in the middle.
Yeah.
It's either overextended or underextended. But I think that the Rand will start to give back some of its gains. I'm a dollar believer, and I think the dollar will be less overvalued. I don't know how to put that, but I think slowly we'll see money come back into the U.S., back into U.S. bonds. They're not going to run away, and U.S. bond rates are not going to run away. But, there will be money coming back to the safety and the safe haven of the U.S. as that economy starts to pick up. So, I'm not averse to taking money out at these levels of 15-25. It's probably a good time to buy some dollars.
And then the Bitcoin, I know that you generally don't believe in it, but of course it's been crazy. It did shoot through $40,000, but now it's sort of trading around $34,000. What are your thoughts around that?
Well, I call it a thrombosis. In other words, if you want to get involved in it, expect to get a heart attack as it runs up and runs down. So, at my age, I can't take those kind of risks. I'm a little fragile.
Yeah, invest.
It's hard to understand.
Yes.
I'm not poo-pooing it, because I keep saying that somewhere down the line, a Bitcoin or something similar will become accepted, will become regulated as a form of currency, but it's going to take some time. But in the meantime, I don't know what moves this. I don't know what moves it up. I don't know what moves it down.
Yeah, and a bunch
I've
of people.
Volatility in my life, but this is something else.
On another level.
This gives another level, a new definition.
David, thank you so much for your time, as always. David Shapiro, he's Deputy Chairman at Sasfin Securities.